Just how long have we been receiving these mysterious signals from outer space?
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Hab scharfe Zähne und darf Hunger zu viel. Schnapp mir, was ich schnappen kann. Ja, schnapp du, weil ich das so gut kann. Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
There is a theory, consequently, that their cities are underground, near some central core of heat, or that they live in spaceships.
You don't believe that?
I'm a scientist.
But it can't be proved.
It can't be disproved either. Could you disprove, for example, that the Martians have bred a race of synthetic humans to save themselves from extinction?
Synthetic humans?
The theory calls them mutants.
Mutants? What would they want here?
Awesome log.
His very soul. A screaming demon rages inside, turning him into Mr. Hyde, an unstoppable black Superman. Super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde, when you're seeing what ain't, you're looking at a haint. Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde. Starring Bernie Casey, Rosalind Cash, Stu Gillum. Directed by William Blackula Crane. Dr. Block and Mr. Hyde. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parents. So bring your mama. She'll like it too.
It's time to burn your history books. It's all lies. The Nazis won World War II. It's an epic story. Sure, the fall of Berlin was a major setback for them. The SS had to regroup, but many of them got lucrative posts in the CIA and the U.S. Department of Defense. From there, they opened up a line of connections through South America, starting with the United Fruit Company in 1953. The war against communism gained them a bargaining chip with their captors. They became the bad boys who did the dirty work of stopping the red tide down south. Good old expatriate Nazis staging military coups to replace Reds with fascist-style dictatorships. Each country, each travesty was another test tube for a new generation of fascists to study. And study they did. Panzers, Tigers, V-2 rockets just weren't enough. So they learned to take governments from within. They learned to undermine. The Odessa, or whatever transformed into, had plenty of friends on the inside. It took an act of Congress to stop Henry Ford and Prescott Bush from trading with the Third Reich. The Fuhrer was gone, but they had plenty of time to renew old friendships while they were retired in Argentina, Chile, Brazil, or wherever. It's been a long war, and I'm sure they are happy to see it finally coming to an end. So go ahead, toss your history books onto the pyre. There's nothing like a good old book burning. It'll prepare you for the new world order better than anything else.
I heard Cheryl and Mary say there are two kinds of people in the world today. One or the other, a person must be. The men are them, the women are we. Story of mankind, but then she's inclined to be ahead of her time, and she's a lesbian. Submissive device to pacify the people, for they won't defend a woman who's indifferent to men. No, she's my friend, she's a lesbian, and a women's anger, Louise explains, a million second places in the master's games. Oh, it's real as a mountain, it's strong as the sea. Besides, an angry woman is a beauty. She's a chosen to be tight like me, and she's a lesbian.
Lesbian, lesbian, no man's land.
Sexes I will live without. I'll return to the bosom where my journey ends, where there's no penis between us friends. Oh no, will I see you again when you're a lesbian?
Lesbian.
Thank you. Hey, Pussycat is born to be whipped.
Hej! Oha! Ni lyssnar på Apsamlag nummer 21. Och jag heter Raymond Apsamlag. Och jag upptänkte här att vi har lite tid över i dagens show. Och i och för sig så är de ytterst hemliga och ganska så farliga och inte direkt sympatiska näringslivsintressen som sponsrar det här programmet. De är inte speciellt pigga på att jag säger precis vad som helst, men jag tänkte att nu när jag ändå har tillfälle i akt att prata lite, så tänkte jag för er säga att min absoluta favoritfilm är nog Robocop. Robocop är Raymond Apsamlags favoritfilm. Ja. Vi hörs igen i nästa program. Hej.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Und vom Schnappen, da krieg ich nicht so viel. Ich beiß dem Papi kurz ins Bein. Und dann schlafe ich einfach ein. Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
Schnapp.
Schnie, schna, schnappi,
schnapp.
Schnappi, schnappi, schnapp.
Schnapp.
Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
Ja.
Schnie, schna, schnappi, 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 schnapp.